Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, sir, of the 2020 Podcast, LLC. Please say the LLC. And before you listen to this episode, I just got to let you know, I need you to stop what you're doing. Go to blkrenaissance.com, and I need you to shop for the culture. That's right. Anytime you use the promo code LLC20 at Black Renaissance Clothing's website, you will get 20% off your order. Off rip. No questions asked. So do me a favor and do it for the culture. Peace.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Sade with Black on Black Rhyme. Step to the mic.
Mic check.
People always ask me where I get my confidence from, and I get it from inside. It's an inside thing, y'all. And when it comes to beautiful skin, I rock with Blendia by India, where her motto is, be confident in your skin. She has a variety of naturally made soaps to keep you smelling good, hair products for long, luscious, healthy hair, and even beard products for men. You know, we got to keep those struggle beards away. So visit blendiabyindia.com and use promo 2020skin to get 10% off your order. Thank you, Blendia by India, for being a sponsor of the 2020 Podcast, LLC. Please say the LLC.
Hey, this is Butterfly of Powerlines Poetry, here to let you know anytime I feel good, I have to look good, so you have to listen to me. Make sure you go to gurudesigns.com, use a 3 instead of an E. The website is great, so you can get something for yourself, and then she makes custom clothes for men too. And guess what? I got a promo code for you. Use 20/20 and it'll get you 15% off of any order $25 or more. You can't beat that. Go to gurudesigns.com.
The self-destruct sequence has been activated. This sequence may not be aborted. All employees proceed to the emergency car at the bottom platform.
Okay, we lit it just like a fuse, so no need to pick and choose. Welcome to 2020, where we do more than interviews. The hottest beat coming through, jumping knowledge on all that you get. A peek at the front of you with the truth that they offer you. Yeah, hands up, we doing it for the culture. To give artists and businesses more exposure. Keeping it real and stay silent just like a boulder. It's about to go all the way down, can't get no lower. Chasing my dreams, know that they get no slower. But if I stay running, I promise they getting closer. More over, success, my older. And if you're sleeping on me, I'm waking them up like Folgers. I told you, coming from the land with the tide roll. Well, we'll be on the whole different vibe though. We like to ride slow and keep our windows tinted so you really can see us, like Stevie Wonder waking up with his eyes closed. Yeah, got the kind of flow that rocked the boat. On my 16s of pounds of dope. And if you figure you can hang with me on the mic, then grab some rope. Matter of fact, better grab some hope while you at it. We keep it live, it's time to tune in. Turn up the sound on what you're using. It goes so hard, I think it's bruising. The show is 2020, no need to zoom in. Yeah,
my nigga that had a good day today. I'm talking about a hella good day. School let out early. Yeah. Some white man paid for my nails and toes and eyebrows.
You ain't get that nigga number?
But I ain't get that nigga number, man. He came up to me. He said, hey, baby, can I borrow your this young lady for a moment? I said, sure. Thank you, love.
Appreciate it.
I said, sure.
Like my water room temperature.
Oh, no. Straight cold, nigga.
That man, what you say? That man said, he came back over and that man said, they told me your thing was $90, so I went ahead and paid for it. You are so sweet.
I ain't never heard that shit in life.
Me neither.
Nigga, I stared at him like, it's a joke, right?
Mm-mm.
Like,
shit.
For real.
You can have whatever. We rolling, by the way, just so y'all know.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't do no intros.
Yeah.
And, we just get to going.
That's a straight tip.
I didn't even know we started. I thought we
started. Yeah, I'm trying to see if I ever had a bitch to buy me some just out the blue and I ain't know her and I ain't want to put that dick in her mouth.
Wow. That usually like coordinates
yeah,
a little
usually.
Bit.
Yeah, usually. Like it only happens once.
If it's
you
a Venn diagram, if you buy me shit, I won't put my dick in your mouth. Except if you're like a relative.
Yeah.
Then it's different.
I won't put my dick in somebody's mouth.
You know what I'm saying? Wait a minute.
A clitoris ain't nothing but an undersized dick.
It is too. It is. Y'all shit is deep inside y'all too. I seen like the full shape of a clitoris.
Yeah.
It's a whole dick and balls in y'all,
bro. It's just basically everybody born with a dick. It's just gonna be an in or out.
Mm-hmm. On God. That's it.
For real.
I'm ready for you to try this popsicle though, my nigga. Go on ahead. Go on ahead.
Come on, me and Rob.
To those of y'all that don't know, so
I don't like how you pull your popsicle out, nigga. Hey, man, I don't
like
how you
he did it uncircumcised. Like,
yeah,
too,
you look like
key.
You got an uncircumcised ass dick in your hand.
Don't do so, it like that
because
I'm not
gay. If you ever pull up to the crib, I'm going to ask you if you want a popsicle. Nah, I don't get them little cheap snap in the half motherfuckers. We do the outshine fruit sickles,
but
nigga.
But what you yeah. say, nigga, you know be bussing.
Top tier.
So I gave them pomegranate because they wanted pineapple. I got to expand their palates a little
this
bit.
This shit hard.
I told saying. You, nigga.
This is great.
You got a watermelon flavor?
I don't. Nigga. We don't talk so about niggerly. Watermelon in this niggerly. House.
That's
there are
so
white people
niggerly.
That listen to this podcast, sir.
You got a chicken flavor.
Right. Right.
Grape Kool-Aid.
Right.
I don't eat chicken, dog. I don't eat chicken.
You don't eat
you
chicken?
You don't eat chicken?
What you got? Like hold up. Y'all got to introduce our guest, bro. Y'all
oh,
ain't
yeah,
said
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. Well, shit. This is my first time meeting him. Bro.
Oh.
You the rude motherfucker.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This my boy, Shamar.
Hey.
Man.
From what?
I met him at work, but you guys,
nice.
You guys can follow him at Shamar TV
right.
on Instagram.
Yeah, it's spelled SHAMAHDTV.
So let me tell you,
and
I fucked up your name early. I'm
yeah,
just going to flat
you,
out tell
he
you.
He calls you Ahmad.
I did. I, look, I was watching a documentary on Ahmad Aubrey to be all fair. So that's, you know what I'm saying? That's how I fucked it up. But I went back and I watched your clips, and that shit of you on the swing.
What?
Oh.
Had me fucking. I watched that shit. You got 80 views off me easily.
Well,
day,
I was on Moses. I was like. What is he doing? Mm-hmm. He was like, push me, nigga. Wee.
Nigga, I was hollering, bro.
I had to pause it after that.
I said,
oh,
I can't wait
minute.
For this nigga to come through, bro. That shit was hilarious, dog.
Appreciate it. I try.
What made you come up with that skit in particular?
I was just on the swing.
Real nigga shit.
Hey, that's there it is.
I was just on the swing.
That's all it takes.
That's all it fucking takes.
Nigga just came with an idea on the swing.
Yeah. Having the time of his life and was right. just like, let me make a TikTok real yeah. quick.
Bro, that shit
was hilarious. Was you by yourself or was you
with it was you? People out there.
I'm it saying was, niggas with you.
Oh, no.
You were just at the park just chilling.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I got
yeah,
you. I
just
got
chilling,
you.
Just chilling.
Question: what job did you meet him at? Was it Chick-fil-A?
No, it was Walmart.
Oh, okay. Because I'm about to say they
yeah.
are definitely hollering,
yeah,
hollering all the niggas
anybody.
At Chick-fil-A. I thought about you today when I listened back to the last episode, mm-hmm. and we was kind of shocked that he was working at Chick-fil-A. Like, wait a minute, not the Rob we know. Like, nah,
like, ain't no God in this nigga.
Right, none. This is a heathen. The
yeah,
fuck?
I done worked at a lot of white. Institutions, you feel me?
You know what? My white homegirl, she kept getting jobs at places I didn't understand, like the Chinese restaurant.
Now that's weird. Now hold up, is it Panda Express? Because Panda Express don't count.
Yeah, Panda Express don't count.
You remember when Stadium before it became Stadium, it was a Chinese restaurant.
It sure was. She was off in there.
Yeah,
I ain't never seen her.
You don't remember Casey? White
she's,
girl I hang out with, Mess Gill.
Oh, yeah.
Her. That bitch be getting.
What?
Yeah.
Shout out to Casey, man.
Yeah, shout out to Casey.
Yeah, I want to know some. I seen a black dude working at a Chinese restaurant.
Ain't no motherfucking
no,
way.
No, for real.
You
for
know
real?
What?
That's the one over
it's
there.
Several.
At South. The one that's by South.
Swear to God.
I wanted to ask
swear
when
God.
I was in the drive.
It used
you
to
motherfucking
be one.
Right. And they
it
cooking.
Like, it was an Arab and a white man working at the Chinese restaurant over there in the food sectors on Airport. And then Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
Panda Haven. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's one what is that? Over by Catherine Street or whatever? Over there by wherever that Winn-Dixie is. That same no, it's that Ann Street. I don't know what the fuck
where
is
the,
that. Is that shopping center?
Yeah, Catherine I know what you're talking
that
about.
That shit is half and half. It's black folks over here and Chinese folks and it's the same building.
Oh yeah, you're talking about the Wild Wing Station.
Why
yeah.
they won't
yeah.
update their menu?
Like they don't that, need it to. They got the classics.
They gonna update them prices. I can guarantee you that.
Nigga, I
ain't even
there.
Talking about putting new shit up in there. I'm just talking about that shit is faded. Did you not look
them,
at
the menu?
The menu?
Yeah, them pictures are definitely
yeah,
from somebody.
Yeah, them
printed.
Shit's been there since I was a kid, and right. I no longer.
I wouldn't trust it if it wasn't those pictures, though. I'm going to
yeah.
keep it
yeah,
100,
you
though.
Right.
If it ain't
right.
faded, I don't want it.
Right.
What's the best thing to get from there?
From Wild Wing Station? Or are you talking about the Chinese part? I mean, the Asian part.
Yeah, because I mean, they got seafood.
I ain't never ate enough.
For real?
Mm-mm. Yeah, you got to.
But you don't eat chicken, though, so why I'm going to send you, though?
They got hamburgers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
They got
hamburgers
they
and
got
fillings,
catfish,
too.
Yep. Fish nugget. Nigga, what nigga, do you eat?
You are herbivore.
I would like to learn this. What do you eat?
Nigga eat straight red meat.
Yeah. Well, oh, okay. Yeah, I don't like to call it beef, but yeah.
What you call it?
Red meat.
Well, no.
Oh, I was like, wait a minute, goddammit. So you don't eat chicken, but you eat red meat, and you don't eat fish.
Nuh-uh.
Like, no fish.
No.
No seafood. Uh-uh. And you in Mobile?
Yeah.
You from here?
Yeah.
This is hilarious.
Right.
This nigga is a unicorn, bro. Yeah, I ain't never heard this.
Actually, I got another friend. Like, she big as hell, but she don't eat seafood. And she ain't allergic.
The fuck is going on in Mobile?
I'm mad that he said she was big as hell. Like, you have no idea.
You see, I ain't touching.
Fuck that.
Like, you know what I'm saying? She'd eat the whole biscuit with sausage and pour the whole bottle of maple syrup on that bitch and kill that. But she ain't eat no seafood.
That's wild.
I don't buy pork, but I eat it.
I don't buy pork very often either.
I don't
though.
Buy it like
that. It ain't in my house, but I mean, if you got some smug pork chops you cooking.
Last time I had a pork chop was at work, and that was because I ain't bring my lunch. But before that, I ain't had a pork chop in I know like 3 years.
Yeah, I stopped eating them like a while ago too.
Yeah, I just. Once you cut it out for real, you don't really.
It's salty. I mean, it got too much going on.
And it tastes weird if
that's
you come back to it.
That's just like with tilapia.
I don't even
I cut that shit out.
Eat sway instead, bro.
Yeah, I go with the sway.
Yeah.
And I do salmon.
Type of
yeah.
Fish.
Yeah, all we naming is fish right
now.
Yeah,
bro. Yeah,
like salmon is up there.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to find like some good salmon. Everybody's salmon ain't made the same.
No, I try to find shit. Mm-hmm. That people don't overdo, because everybody overdoing salmon. They were like lemon pepper. I'm like, y'all gonna lemon pepper vagina.
Bruh,
sooner or later,
just,
I'm sick of
it. That is the only seasoning black people really stand by.
Facts.
Lemon pepper, sponsored by black people.
Yeah. And I hate it because sometimes.
It's overrated as fuck.
It is, because sometimes it's too fucking salty.
Yes. Ain't no sometimes, nigga. Ain't no sometimes.
I do fuck with lemon pepper.
Right.
At all.
I do fuck with lemon pepper, but I get mad when the motherfuckers don't put enough on there. I'm like, bro, I'm just eating chicken.
Bro, I want to taste the meat, bro. I don't want to taste seasoning. I don't want seasoning and texture.
I like how you put that shit
I had to. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody finna get me. There's going to be that one motherfucker in the comments. Stop smoking. Stop smoking.
So we got to fill him in on that.
So
my brain, how my brain works. I think of stupid shit on a regular basis. So I thought about a villain, like, how a villain origin would start. And I said, just picture you just getting off work. It's a stressful day. And you had a blunt. And you lighten that blunt up. And you finna get ready and hit that hole. And somebody just come and throw water on your ass. And ever since then, Rob got to do the voice. And it was called, the villain is called Skeeter. Like, he just going around the city with a water gun just shooting blunts.
Yeah, yeah. But we made him like Spider-Man and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Just going around like, stop smoking! Stop smoking!
He jump off in the minivan and pull off.
Yeah, yeah. They pull up on a scooter and shit. Mm-hmm. Stop smoking!
The nigga from Rubber.
Nigga.
That was in there with the
We got to do another movie night for this Velocipaptor. That shit is still on my computer, ready to go, bruh.
Whenever.
Bruh.
Yep.
Because, we're going to have to do another one soon. Cause I'm about to get my motherfucking wisdom teeth taken out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be out the game for a minute. So if we could do that soon, we could have that out so I could kind of heal and be a bitch for a little bit for a few days.
Cool.
Because, hey, man, look. They took an x-ray of my shit, bro. There's a big-ass hole next to my wisdom tooth. And they like, yeah, you got food in there. And I was like, damn, that's crazy. And they was like, no, like right now. And she picked in there. And pulled out old spaghetti noodle out of my shit, bro.
Shut the fuck up.
And that shit was rotten. It stank. And I'm like, my first instinct was like, so my breath been stinking this whole time. The damn nigga that told me this shit.
I about to say, I ain't been that close. I don't know.
There's a motherfucking hole in my gum, and it's food that falls in there, bro. Wow. And I have to rinse that shit out now every day until my surgery. Man, that shit wild.
Is that the definition of halitosis?
Kinda, yeah.
Could be.
Halitosis is a rotten tooth.
If you,
I think it's a like a
while I'm doing this, this don't look right. I'm trying to show you, like, if you don't brush your tongue, you still got food particles and shit on your tongue.
So, yeah, man, I've been sitting around here with a potentially musty mouth in this hole, bro. Ain't nobody said shit.
Hey, man, you've been doing good covering that shit up.
Hey, I appreciate it. That let me know my niggas ain't been talking behind my back.
Right, right.
Now, after this, I don't know.
Like, me and Rob will go outside real quick, be like, okay, bye. You smell that nigga, bro. Damn, nigga. That nigga been eating ass all his life.
Man. Oh, man. How's y'all week, man?
It's been cool.
Yeah, it's been strong.
Yeah. Been busy. Can't complain too much now.
How the fuck all y'all have good weeks? Like, everybody had a great week, goddamn. Fuck
I
y'all.
Wouldn't say great. I mean, it could do better without me working.
Well, actually, I did have a fucked up week last week.
Just interrupt me while I was talking?
My bad. Go ahead.
Nah, fuck it now. I'm finna sit in the corner and eat my popsicle.
Damn, man. This is about to be some extra sensitive ass information. I'm gonna but, all right, look. Check this out. So, February 15th, some bad shit happened.
Everybody Valentine's just fucked up, nigga. Like, look, and then
it's embarrassing too, cause it has something to do with my dick, dog.
Oh no.
So look,
they found out you was uncircumcised.
Nah, my shit perfectly fine. You know what I'm saying? It sticks straight up and shit. Matter of fact, I was fucking with this doctor lady. I was just like, how I make it like go down? Cause it keep on trying to, you know what I'm saying, go in my mouth sometimes, and I don't like. But anyway, she said that's what it's supposed to do. All right. Anyway.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying?
I need you not to go back to her.
I'm gonna go run this. I was bleeding on my dick. No. Let me goddamn clarify this shit and do not judge me, guys. Okay.
We're here.
So that night of, you know how you have one of them dreams or whatever? I was on a cruise ship for some reason, having the time of my motherfucking life.
All right.
And then I seen the toilet. And I was like, but I've been waiting on this my whole life, goddamn. And I was just peeing, and then I was just like, hey, this shit ain't real. So you know how you clench and you stop yourself from peeing, right?
Emergency brakes.
I felt like I did that shit too hard.
That is possible.
And I didn't know, you know what I'm saying? So I went to the bathroom and peed. It was a little blood that came out, but I was sleeping. I was like, this is a dream. So I just went back to my bed without my drawers on and shit like that. So, man, I get to work, and it happened again. And I got a little scared that time. So I went to the hospital. I was just like, hey, I'm bleeding out my dick. You know, they was just like, we'll swab you for COVID. Bitch, that ain't got.
Yes.
What?
That sounds
like the hospital.
What? So, being, they was just like, we need a urine sample. And I swear to God, like, it was more blood than pee in that bitch. And then you can see, like, tissue and shit. You know, like, skin tissue.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on. I'm like, yo, this nigga dying, bro.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was just like, oh, man, it's kind of cool. It doesn't hurt, though. So, examining it. And then, you know what I'm saying, I get to them, and then they come over and try to explain that it might be like a STI or some shit. And I'm just like, this is not the fucking case, even though it's like the day after Valentine's Day. But that's the main reason I ain't want to go, because I'm just like, they going to think, you know what I'm saying.
They going to think, dirty dick.
Yeah, like super dirty. So, yeah, the dude explaining everything to me, and I'm just like, bruh, none of that shit fucking happened. Mm. I literally clenched, and he was just like, well, are you in a relationship? Like, you know what I'm saying? Hit me with all that shit. So I was like, fuck it. And then I called the urologist. They pulled me in the next day. And luckily, like, that shit was gone. And just like, yeah, ain't shit wrong with you for real, but we still gonna run a CT scan on you. So I got a CT scan coming up on the 25th.
Do that shit.
So, yeah.
Hey, real shit. All bullshit aside, I'm glad you went to the hospital though, cause niggas be waiting, bro. And then
niggas don't go.
Yeah, right. I would have been one of them niggas. They just if I ain't got insurance.
I promise you, they just be waiting on the bitches to go to the doctor, and then they find out. They be like, if I don't hear shit from one of them bitches, then I'm good. Right. That's niggas' mentality. Yeah. I mean, don't feel bad. I mean, when I'm still learning about my body, because when females hit 30, man, your vagina get wet than a motherfucker. Like, on Moses, I'm standing there listening to a patient. I thought my period was coming on. I was like, hold on, let me go to the bathroom when we get to hop. It ain't nothing but cervical mucus, nigga.
Sick of you calling it mucus, dog.
I mean, it's in your body. It comes out your nose. You just sharing the same goddamn bodily fluid.
I don't agree.
So it's pussy snot.
Yeah. Exactly.
I like that.
Do not call that shit that.
I'm calling that shit for the rest of the podcast.
I told my partner, she like 33. I said, damn, this is why old bitches wear panty liners. And she said, welcome to your 30s.
No, you for real?
Hell yeah. Because I kept wondering. I was like, this a little ass pad. My pussy too big for this.
Chelsea's a nigga wrapped in a woman's body, bro. So, my bad. You should have gave him a head. So.
I ain't tripping.
He got to learn.
Yeah, right.
Man, I was like, bro, what the fuck is this? This is not meant for no cycle, bro. They was like, no, it's just a panty liner. Why? Why is it a panty liner? Now I know. I know now. Your vagina keep dripping.
Mm-hmm. On some real shit, like, niggas, because I'm 34, like, a good damn. Laugh, a little bit too hard, and I get a droplet. You know what I'm saying? I'm recognizing that shit now, my guy.
You're getting old. You're getting... This shit come with
no,
old
the
age.
Shake don't even work no more. I'm pissed on myself. 3 different times. I died and shook.
Nigga, ain't nothing worse than, and I know yeah. Y'all gonna feel me on this shit. You ever went and pissed, right? Mm-hmm. Finished pissing, walk off, you feel that tingle, go back, and you get that extra squirt come out.
Mm-hmm. Bruh, I'm
like,
where
the fuck did you come
I'm trying
from?
To adjust to that now.
Bruh. If you wanna hear something from these white guys that I learned from at Chick-fil-A,
oh
what
my
you're
God.
Supposed to do is.
This is gonna be interesting.
That's an instruction
squeeze,
manual.
Like, not necessarily squeeze the gooch or whatever, but you know, you just gotta like move from front to back. I mean, well, back to front.
Like,
to get all the extra pee out.
I gotta stroke my gooch.
Yeah.
To really, like, I mean, it makes sense.
Because, you know, they tell you, like, if you about to nut or whatever, put some pressure right there and shit. And I'll be like, I'm not finna tell my bitch to grab next to my asshole and
hurry
shit.
Up, bitch, grab my gooch.
Yeah. I used to fuck with a nigga that used to do that.
Mm hmm.
So that make
he
you
knew
make you last.
What the fuck he was doing? Yeah,
this but, nigga, his eyes got big. He's like, niggas do that? Oh shit!
Yeah, it's just
nigga
one of those
grab his gooch.
Weird ass secrets and shit that us niggas have that white people know about.
Not just niggas, people in general, nigga. Because I, like I said. I ain't know nothing about this goddamn shit. When your body hit in the 30s, it changes drastically.
Bruh. Wait, you waking up and your knees popping? Like, you just
my
wake?
Shit been doing that.
Oh, okay, bruh.
Like, I can get up right
I
now.
Wake
you
up,
gonna hit them
pop
hoes.
My neck and my knees pop. I'm like, that's not even what's supposed to happen. My warranty is expiring, bruh.
What you say? What you say?
And I still take vitamins and shit. My shit still be crackling, bruh.
Mm.
Be concerning old white nurses when I walk by. Baby, you okay?
I caught myself rubbing my knee at the job, just like
why you talking?
And it don't even
I'm doing
hurt.
It now. You see my toes up? Bruh, this... Yeah. I'm becoming an old man, bruh. And then, like, I'm at that age where folks call me, like, big homie or big unk.
Yeah.
I don't like that shit.
Me
either. I don't like... How old are you, brother?
30.
Bruh, I don't like that shit. I'm 34. I don't like that shit at all.
So we all in our 30s.
Bruh.
When I had a little homeboy, he's still my dog though, but he came to my party back in April and he said to his cousins, hey, y'all want to go to this cougar house for a party? I said, bitch, what did you call me? What? A cougar? I'm like a bobcat at the most. A puma or something. I ain't even reached cougar stage, nigga.
You know, motherfuckers is calling themselves MILFs like at like 27, 28. Nah. I ain't even think that was possible. I thought you had to be like 33 to 35.
I thought you had to be in the age range where the kids would call you MILF. Like
right, where the kids
would
want to smash your mama. Niggas is. It's wild now.
I'm like, I'm not finna call myself a MILF and my kids' friends are in kindergarten. That's weird.
I mean, I was looking at these hoes in kindergarten, so.
Same.
Yeah. I had a white girlfriend and everything. Her name was Kat. Shout out to you, Kat. I miss you.
Bing bong.
I was in kindergarten. She was in the fifth grade. She used to come see me every day and stuff.
Busting
like
it open for
I can't say shit. I was in the fifth grade in love with a cockeyed nigga.
I don't want to go to hell, but
yeah.
I'm curious.
He was the cutest cockeyed nigga I ever seen. Cute ass nigga.
So like, never mind.
And I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, but at that time, even then, I was always that. I was not the size for niggas.
You was thick girl.
Yeah. And like, I was always hidden. I was never a person that they would take out in public. They will always get the skinny bitch.
I
gotta
see pictures of you when you younger, bro. Cause I hear you, and I'm like,
nigga, I ain't look like this back then.
Ah,
I damn sure don't want to see it now.
Nigga, I don't wait. Oh, Moses, man. Fuck you and what you were, you fucking band geek.
You seen it? Yeah.
We was in the same damn band.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, at Murphy.
What y'all played?
I played the clarinet, nigga. Yeah. That's how I know how to blow.
Fuck, well, I can't say what the fuck I played. Like,
I about to say my hero right there.
Like trumpet. He played the nastiest instrument. Cause they
played the trumpet?
Yeah, I played the trumpet.
They open their spit valves on the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
Nasty. I'm talking spit and shit. No, like, it's a spit volume on the trombone, the
like,
trumpet.
I'm talking about, you do it while you playing?
They will open that shit up and let it leak on the carpet.
Ooh. I mean, shit, we had, you don't want to hear that gargling sound whenever we playing and shit, so we got to let that shit go.
That shit wild.
I mean, y'all shit just come straight out the goddamn hole.
You ever pull the trumpet out on the hose? Be like, look, here, bitch, I got something for you.
Hell nah.
I just swung a clarinet case at a bitch. Like,
yeah, that's different. I'm talking about wooing bitches. You talking about harming bitches.
Oh, no. I never wanted to just see a nigga and just be like, hey, yo, let me squirt with you real quick, nigga. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, I'm squillion fancy pants, yeah, nigga.
That should have turned me on low-key. I ain't even gonna say
that. Oh, God. Like, if a bitch pull out a clarinet for a nigga, I'm gonna give her some dick.
Hey, this bitch really fuck with me.
I mean, one of my coworkers think I'm Lizzo, and he was like, I never seen you and Lizzo in the same place, so I know what the fuck.
Hey, did you see that TikTok where the dude was asked Google how much Lizzo weighed? And it was like 350. And he was like, bet. So he put on like 350 pounds worth of plates.
I saw that shit.
On the bar, on the Olympic bar, and was doing hip thrust with it.
My nigga.
I was like, that's genius as fuck. That nigga shooting
the shit. Get that nigga all the likes.
Yeah, white guy. Strong ass white nigga.
Smart.
Get that nigga all the likes.
Nigga, it's cold in here. What you got the AC on?
I'm sorry, bro. Like, it was hot as fuck. My bad.
Hold on. It was hot early. Then it just got a little chilly.
It got a little chill. Break out on his hoodie.
Yeah, man. Band was fun, though. Like, folks sleep on that shit. Was though, bro. No comment.
Fuck band. That bitch kicked me out.
How you get kicked out of band?
Hell yeah.
He kicked me out of some funny band. Cause what happened? I forgot what I did. I think I was playing, and we wasn't supposed to play. He was just like, "You, Robert, step outside." I was like, "For real? Step outside." Stepped outside, and he was just like, "All right, you going to concert band?" So I went over there with Smith ass.
I went to concert band too. We was in the band together.
We was cutting the fuck up.
But what'd you say? I got tired of looking at Mr. Smith balls and khakis though. That man, look, he'll sit down and he'll hike his pants all the way up. Them bitches be right here.
He
and his
show.
Balls will hang off the side.
He was trying to show.
Yeah. And he'll have that 1 foot down and that leg. Hey,
my boy is fishing. My boy is fishing.
I said, you a pedophile, motherfucker.
Grangly balls.
You know what I mean? Mr. Smith was cool though. Smith was. Took it for jazz band and stuff. We went all over Bayfest and shit. You know, that's back when Bayfest was around.
Oh, yeah.
You remember when we went to Tuscaloosa, Alabama and failed everything? We failed everything. The concert band failed every goddamn session, man, that
I,
we had.
I want to say that was like my freshman year when that shit happened. And my junior year, we actually made our ones. But Mr. Smith ain't want to take us nowhere because we were so fucking bad.
Yeah, we was ignorant as hell.
Yeah, dumb as fuck. Like, yeah. What the fuck about that bad shit? But whenever it came down to play, I was just like, all right, y'all, let's do this shit for real. Make them proud.
Hell nah, I took my instrument in part and played spades on
that. Oh, yeah, we stayed doing that. I stayed playing with Jessica and shit.
Yeah. No, see what it was and why we did it. All the black people protested that day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we came to him and said, hey, could we play a little bit more nigga music? And he denied it. I think we had got Don't Funk With My Heart by Black Eyed Peas. And what? If I'm not mistaken, a little Scrappy song later on.
I know we had a Mary J. Blige song.
Or was it T.I.? It was one or the other. But he chose this white boy, same band. same age. Mm-hmm. That man said, "Can we play Star Wars?" He agreed to that. Now,
oh, of course.
I'm a fan of Star Wars. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. That's not what the fuck I want to hear at a football game. Right.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's not going to amp up none of our football players.
They be mad as hell. They be looking at us like, really, nigga?
They was mad. We lost because of y'all. I kid you not. Nigga said that.
I believe that.
We lost because of y'all. So he was like, Star Wars. And everybody was yelling back, Star Wars. And I was like, oh, okay. And I took my instrument apart.
Damn.
Put that shit on the side and we started playing spades.
Damn. I don't blame you, though.
Because I felt like that was fucked up. That man didn't like me anyway. He got mad at me because I didn't know the music. And he was like, so we've been doing this for about a year and you don't know the music? I was like, I can't walk and play at the same time, bro. I got to breathe at one point. So he told me to take my instrument apart. And it's hot as fuck out there. And he was like, go sit in the bleachers. I was like, all right, this ain't a punishment. So I'm up there dancing like a dance girl, distracting everybody on the goddamn field. And he tells me, go in my office. All right, it's AC up in there, motherfucker. Right. Right. I ain't tripping. Band came out. I took my ass home. You got me fucked up. I'm not finna stay here with you.
Yeah, I stayed doing 20 push-ups. Like, if you did anything that was wrong, Robert, give me 20.
Motherfuckers was blowed that I could do push-ups. I was like, fuck all y'all.
Yeah, band camp was fun, though.
Rookie camp and band camp.
I ended up fucking this girl in like a classroom and shit, too.
My nigga.
I wasn't doing nothing. I was not out here popping in for pimp then. My mama
was so scared, too. She was just like, you know, if any teacher comes, we'll get in trouble. I was like, get your ass in here. Bent the ass over that desk and gave it to her.
Gave all hard 3 inches to that big ass.
You feel me, goddamn? All 3 strokes, too. Ooh. 3 squared? That's 9, baby.
In and out. That's wild.
Hey, you remember when them 2 LD people got caught fucking underneath the portable?
What in the fuck? Underneath a portable?
Yeah, man. While the class was up in there.
What position they caught him in?
I mean,
that's what I want to know.
I still remember their name. Hey, this is Mystique.
This is Mr. Everlasting.
And this is the Safe Word.
Safe Word. Y'all make sure y'all join us every first and third Friday of the month. Every month. We are in season 3.
Season 3.
Y'all already know what it is, man. Tap in.